This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The enemy is rising. You can feel it. The persecution of innocence is a great affront to God. But we are in the crucible. And we must stand together and put aside all our petty differences and take on the new world order. Rob News in the other studio, looking sharp, our news director. I tell you, I was really disheartened because I can put out some silly video and it gets 5 million views. And you did that great history of Hillary's crimes and mass murder day with myself this weekend. I worked on it with you about 2 hours. Other things about 10 hours this weekend. You worked probably, I don't want to exaggerate, let me guess, 15 hours on it. Or more, and then it only had like 180,000 views. And then I noticed Drudge linked to it, so we'll get millions of views now. But if people really see Hillary laughing about dead kids and Madeleine Albright and you know, all this, and I forgot about her laughing about getting child molesters off and stuff, child rapists of little girls. I mean, it's shocking that we're dealing with such a demon. Your take on that, and what else is coming up today?
Well, Alex, I was taking that 16-minute piece and compiling it down to 4 minutes, and I started doing some more research on what happened to the body count of the Clintons when they were governors.
And by the way, you're compiling it so it can go into one of our ad segments.
Exactly. And there are these two boys that are like the first two bodies of the Clinton body count, and they found them on a train track, but they had been stabbed and bludgeoned to death before the train hit.
And they'd been tortured too, yeah.
Exactly. And they... people suspect that they ran into an airfield in Mena, Arkansas, and saw too much.
And it gets more epic. Then the main CIA contractor got so upset by the kids being killed, Terry Reed, he went public and exposed it all.
Exactly.
That's when Nichols and all of them said, we're not killing 10 and 11-year-old kids, okay? This stops now. Because I learned from inside baseball, there were debates at the airfield. There goes, those little kids just saw stuff being offloaded off these.
They have no idea.
You don't need to kill
right.
10 and 11-year-old kids on their Huffy bikes.
Yeah.
And there's all these commandos, and they said, no, we're going to kill them. And they said, well, then you go get somebody else. And they had the mafia kill them.
Yeah, ridiculous. And then there's other
like
bodies
Scarface.
Behind
He's
that.
Like Scarface.
Right.
You
well,
know,
people had information.
He goes, I told you, no women, no kids.
Yeah, exactly. They broke that taboo. But there's people beyond that who are decapitated, and it's called natural causes. You know, Clinton gets the medical examiner to call it natural causes when somebody gets decapitated. Guys are shot in the back hundreds of times in their cars.
Cars are shot off the road. Hundreds of bullets, dozens of bullets in the body. It's called a suicide.
It's an act of God, you know, at some
That's
point.
That's where we get Arkansas from.
Right. And so it just gets creepier and creepier. But it starts off with the death of two kids. That is where the Clinton body count really starts. And then you got the ATF agents who were actual Clinton bodyguards before that. The only four that die at Waco, all shot
in
the temple.
Yeah, that was all set up.
You know, it's all... You forget about this stuff because so many years have passed. But you know these bodies, all those bodies are on her soul and on her husband's soul. You know, so that's all.
Dumbasses, when you execute somebody in a black op operation that's totally illegal and political, you're going to be killed next. Don't do immoral killings.
Exactly. Once you know where the bodies are buried, you're on that list, and people need to remember that. So I'll be covering a little bit of Clinton, They're hiding the Clinton body count on Google. Well, now they're hiding her health searches. So they just keep Google keeps trying to hide stuff. And Facebook, this week they started posting false stories. So now they become the Onion essentially. And they're writing fake news, and they have robots who are culling through the news to find out what's going to be the top trend.
All right. Well, I'm looking to you and the listeners to bail us out because I'm skipping so many breaks. I don't plug it once a day sometimes now. We're a little in the red for the last month or two. We were in the black before that. We're doing okay, but if I need to expand and keep going into this situation, we need to make a lot of money. please, well, the Hillary for President shirts, it costs, but that's my love because I'll get more of those out.
But that's, you know, that's a good loss leader. Bring people in. Hey, check
absolutely.
Out this, you know, the vitamin mineral fusion, which is 20% off, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is great. I've got a great plug for that. I actually drank some this morning.
We'll talk about that when
I
come back.
I will.
And I'm going to turn everything over to you, dude. Great job with the crew. And I appreciate everybody out there. Talk about Kimmel. I mean, they really stepped in it with the thing popping. I mean, this is going stratospheric.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome, everyone, to the fourth hour of Overdrive. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. If you're listening to this on radio and you'd like to watch what's going on, because I'm going to be showing videos and showing you articles and maybe even pull up a Ben Garrison graphic he just did, and you can watch that at Infowars.com/show. That's our free stream. It's a free stream for you to watch it. Spread that link around. Send that out. Tweet that out right now, Infowars.com/show. I've got several videos we're going to be showing you. If you thought you saw all of the insane socialist Democrats, these elder, I guess, baby boomerish type generation people who think that now that we got to give everything away because they basically screwed up the system and allowed the politicians to take over. If you think you saw the last of it, we've got more. The bottom of the hour, I'm going to have reporter Ashley Beckford in here. She went out this weekend And instead of, you know, relaxing, she went to work. She went to a socialist democratic gay pride parade downtown in Austin, Texas. And just the mere sight of a black woman holding an InfoWars mic caused so much consternation among the socialist Democrats that they just really freaked out on her. And she was even pressing some of them on Black Lives Matter. So wait till you see those. One of the guys she meets up says GMOs are good for you. You won't believe it till you see it. So we're going to have that. I've also got a report from Owen Schroyer talking about Colin Kaepernick and what the controversy is there. I personally think it's his right for a second string quarterback to sit on the bench and not stand up for the national anthem. I don't agree with it. I wouldn't do it. I interviewed some guys who were stepping on a flag outside a Donald Trump rally. Incidentally, after everybody went in, they came out and had their demonstration while there was just a few people out there. That was in outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, back in April. And, I don't agree with people, what they do when they do that, but, you know, that's why we have this country. And I want to protect their right to do that so others can't come by and say what I have to say and what I can't say. Or, you know, like the Lyft driver had the hula girl on his dashboard and offended some tattooed journalist. You know, didn't like seeing that in the voice. Oh, God. I avoided that clip because I could tell how her voice is going to be, and hearing it today on the show, it was total mind numbing. But first, I want to get to this. Don Cheadle wishes Trump a painful death and gets away with it. This is the actor he was in. He's been in the Iron Man series, Avengers series. He kind of plays the second string Iron Man. After Nikia Aldridge died in a crossfire of a Chicago gunfight, and Donald Trump tweeted out that he was sorry for Dwayne Wade's cousin being killed, and that African Americans need to vote for Trump, and he's going to, turn things around. Well, Don Cheadle took a response saying, "You truly are a POS. Sorry, I misspelled die in a grease fire." So basically, he told him to die in a grease fire, and Cheadle said that was just an exaggerated diss. So it's a diss when you call for somebody to die if it's Donald Trump. But if someone was to say Hillary Clinton, and I would never say this, but if someone were to say this, Hillary Clinton, you should die in a grease fire, I imagine there would be some suspension of accounts, vilification from the mainstream media who's running circles around. They've run several wings of wagons around Hillary Clinton as she kind of hobbles around through her campaign stops. And, but it's okay if you do it to Donald Trump. Incidentally, I'm hearing in the rumor mill that Dwayne Wade's actually a big Donald Trump supporter, probably because he wants his taxes cut, because he makes a lot of money and he wants to, you know, spend that money the way he wants to, not giving it to the government to waste on whatever program they think they should get away with right now. So anyway, we're going to have that video coming up about Colin Kaepernick. Incidentally, we've got Google hiding searches. First, back on the 22nd, Paul Joseph Watson reported Google hides Clinton body count search suggestions. So if you search for Clinton body count, it doesn't really pop up. It tries to move you away from that search. And so as you're typing out something, Google tries to figure out what you're going to type. And it was trying to leading people away from the Clinton body count. And now we got Google hides popular Hillary Clinton health searches. And that just came out today on Breitbart. Recent search engine results indicate Google, whose CEO is a supporter of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, is suppressing negative search results about the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Search for Hillary Clinton's HE across three different search engines provide quite different results. So instead of HE, it'll bring up headquarters or health plan or healthcare plan. But nothing about her actual health, although Bing does that. They look for health or health issues or health and weight. So it's pretty funny that Google is trying to hide those search results, which is why you should use alternative search engines out there. There's StartPage. There's others, something like some sort of Rabbit, I think. I forget the name of it. But look for alternative search engines. Don't just go with Google because they embed it in all your search results. And I love to search Google and then search other ones and see what I come up with and compare. Because I do think Google is doing a bit of hiding of the facts. And then we have this story from Facebook. Facebook fires human editors those who were doing the trending algorithm and immediately post fake news. So they posted a fake news story about Megyn Kelly being fired by Fox News for being a closet liberal. So there, and it was, they had it trending. They made it. So this was just to test the waters. This was all to test the waters to see if they could get away with it and see if people would notice. So who knows, when election time comes around, maybe they'll start posting more fake news stories and go, nope, it was just fake, we're sorry. But not before that thought process gets out there, just like what happened at the local NBC affiliate when they posted election results days before the election, which is happening today. They posted this over the weekend, and they took the Republican runner who was in there and had her losing. So that's going to imprint in your mind, oh, she lost. Why should I even vote? She's already lost. So that's the way they're doing it. And then they go, oh, it was fake. We admitted it was fake. But they don't admit it till after the fact. And now they've since come out and apologized. So they obviously thought they did something wrong. Here's a CBS story today. Facebook apologizes for promoting false story on Megyn Kelly in hashtag trending. So they put these stories in their trending and then say, oh, it was our mistake. And now we're going to have everything run by robots. Facebook has truly gone, as I tweeted out before on my Twitter at Deuce News, Facebook is now 1984. They are the embodiment of newspeak and going back and re-engineering things and making things disappear, except they're not having humans do it. They just do it all by computers now, and it's a lot quicker. So George Orwell couldn't have even imagined what Facebook and Google are pulling off at this time. Let's go to that Colin Kaepernick report. It's not working? Oh, okay. So we have no videos at this time. Not until after the break. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty interesting. Let's go into this Ars Technica article just a little more and see what's going on. The original accusations of bias actually came from an ex-editor at Facebook who leaked the trending training materials to Gizmodo. And the training package offered tips, among other things, how to curate from the RSS newsfeed of reputable sources, which is very interesting. If you type in a headline from InfoWars, unless you put the exact headline in, it won't bring up InfoWars as one of the news sources. You could do this all the time. I actually have to find our own articles. I have to type in InfoWars next to it, or it won't even put InfoWars into the feed, and definitely not in news. We've been delisted from news, even though we're setting a lot of the news narrative that's going on around here. Just look at Picklegate. You know, they thought they could bring Hillary Clinton on the air, open a jar of pickles, and or pre-open it for her, have her open and act like she was really giving it a hard time, not have the pop there, which is pretty much in there. I think they even did a commercial about the pop one time, like pop. You hear it pop, and you know you're getting something good and fresh, but not when Hillary Clinton's opening a pickle jar, and that backfired on him maliciously. They had Wolf Blitzer on, Jimmy Kimmel, and he called it. Alex Jones is going to call him out on it, and we did that today. So I think that's very important that we call these people out, and then when we catch them again, we call them out again just so they can't just keep lying to us. Like what Facebook's going to do. This is really scary. Most people get their news from Facebook. There it is. There's the story on InfoWars. I heard a pop. Wolf Blitzer investigates Clinton rigged pickle jar. So we've literally taken something as inane as pickles and turned it into a news story. And I got more Clinton news. This is how the Washington Examiner came out today. About an hour ago, State Department finds 30 deleted Clinton emails on Benghazi. Oh, but I thought there was nothing there. What difference does it make? So the State Department attorneys said the agency discovered 30 Benghazi-related emails were in the records recovered from Clinton's private email server. And the emails were included among the roughly 15,000 emails FBI agents said they pulled off the server over the course of a year-long probe, but we didn't hear about that. The discovery of 30 such emails is significant because Clinton has repeatedly assured the public, Congress, and FBI agents that she turned over all work-related communications in late 2014, yet they found these deleted. So once again, we've caught Hillary Clinton in a big lie. This is the lie of four dead Americans, countless wounded in that attack. I don't know if you ever saw the Benghazi movie. I forget the name of the Benghazi movie. But it's amazing watching what those guys had to go through to survive wave after wave of attack. And only four men died after a mortar strike. That was the next morning when they could have easily been rescued at any time. But they didn't want to disclose that they had a secret CIA bill there. What's that? 13 hours. That's right. It was 13 hours. And amazing movie. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It'll make you mad, and it hopefully won't make you vote for Hillary Clinton, because she is truly an agent of evil. So once again, we've caught Clinton in another lie, and you've got Google and all the big mainstream media networks and social media networks working together to provide cover for her. Just remember that when you go to the polls this November. Stay tuned for more, where hopefully we'll have this video situation fixed, and we'll come back and show you what...
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
We'll be right back.
of the thing. She metamorphosizes into whatever, you know, she likes TPP, and then she doesn't like TPP, but there she is. You can see it right there. You can follow me at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. I put out all kinds of stuff. Here's another one. Hillary with her favorite, KKK Grand Cyclops. And there he's holding his KKK cane. That's Robert Byrd. He's dead now. But let's go to that, another Bread and Circus video here. This is, you know, how they're trying to distract you. They're going to turn this into a big event. And instead of reporting on things like what's really going on with Hillary and Huma, that's another thing. They're using Wienergate as a cover for, they're going to talk about Huma, but not cover the fact that she even wrote about Bill Clinton bomb people just to confuse them about Monica Lewinsky, to bring people's mind off that. So it's another wag the dog issue. But let's talk about it, because it does bring up some interesting issues. Here's Owen Schroyer.
In the midst of all the backlash of Colin Kaepernick sitting during the national anthem during his last football game, he has now decided to double down and says he will continue to sit during national anthems before his football games. And while Colin Kaepernick has all the right to sit during the national anthem, this has proven to be a bad mistake for his image, and we're now even seeing fans burning his jersey and saluting the national anthem while they do it. And while it's nice to see athletes getting involved with messages outside of the sports plantation, perhaps even trying to raise awareness for issues they see in this country, it's not good when they're raising issues that they are not understanding. It's not good when they're causing the sheeple that they're entertaining to move towards these movements or these talking points that are really unfounded. Again, this is Colin Kaepernick, a half-black football player who was adopted by white parents, who makes hundreds of millions of dollars playing football. I promise you, Colin, I promise you, there is no other country where you can go play football and make $100 million, only in America. He also took it further in an interview and said that both candidates are racist. Now, he cited why he thought Hillary Clinton was racist, a comment she made saying that black people are predators. But then when he was talking about Trump being racist, he just said he's openly racist and provided zero evidence of why he actually believes that. And Colin Kaepernick wants to protest oppression for black people in America. You know, there are real countries where real oppression is going on, where if you would have sat in North Korea during a Kim Jong-un worship ceremony, you would be disappeared. Okay? You wouldn't be allowed to play football anymore. You wouldn't be allowed to do an interview. You would be disappeared. Okay? That's real oppression right there. Colin Kaepernick, you are not oppressed to the extent that you think you are. I promise you that. Now, this is all part of the Bread and Circus Inc., obviously, with the NFL and their ties to the government. The Pentagon paid 14 NFL teams $5.5 million last year to salute troops. So Colin Kaepernick wants to raise awareness about black oppression, but Colin Kaepernick doesn't understand that if all of Colin Kaepernick's fans, if all of the 49ers fans devoted the same energy towards actual causes and researching the actual issues that are going on in America, they could actually do something about it. But instead, they just want to have some sort of a celebrity cause protest, like sitting during a national anthem to draw more attention to yourself. I think Colin may actually be a little upset that he's been riding the bench, and so he had to do something to draw a little more attention to himself sitting out this national anthem. And we've now seen multiple NFL players do protests like this. We had Rams players come out and do the hands up, don't shoot during an introduction after the Mike Brown shooting, when that was a total false narrative. So Colin Kaepernick, a multi-million dollar black athlete in America, is protesting black oppression in America while not even realizing that there's other countries where that same protest would have had him disappeared. And there's no other country where Colin Kaepernick can go and make $100 million playing football. So while Colin Kaepernick is executing his right to free speech sitting during the national anthem, I would ask you this, Colin. If you want to raise awareness of issues, if you want to actually make a difference on this planet, do a little research. Get a little depth of your knowledge.
Exactly.
Find out
get woke, as they like to say. And you can watch the rest of that video
at Colin Kaepernick's White Privilege Exposed. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back for the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew, your host of the Alex Jones Show Overdrive segment. Sitting next to me, to my right, is Ashley Beckford. And she's one of our newer reporters who came in. Actually, we hired you as a production assistant, and you basically said, I can hold a mic and talk to people. And you've shown that time and time again.
Yes.
And make people not uncomfortable, but ask them real questions.
Yes.
Not throw softballs.
Exactly. Ask them real questions and try to find out what they really actually believe.
Exactly. And we're going to get to some videos that we haven't seen yet on the show. We posted these. Have you posted the second one yet, or are we waiting for that one for tonight?
I think we're waiting for that for
tonight.
It'll
be nightly news. Yeah, all right, so this will be a sneak peek of the nightly news, which is 7 p.m. Central every night here at PrisonPlanet.tv. But before we do that, I like to let you know out there, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 20% off. And also, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts are at cost. And you got, so we're doing that as a loss leader to get you in the door, then get you some Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I put this... And what I affectionately call Yoda juice is a concoction I make. It's got inner food, which we also sell here, some other things. I also started putting OcuPower in it. But I tell you what, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion makes everything taste better.
Oh, because
it tastes really good by itself. When you add that into something that tastes like, living seaweed, it makes it taste so much better. Yeah, I take the capsules apart. I'll put the Ocupower in, the joint formula, a couple other things from some digestive enzymes. Oh, I put all kinds,
I haven't tried
kinds
that.
Of stuff, along with aloe juice.
Good, though.
I try to do it two or three times a week, but Vitamin Mineral Fusion, if you want your shakes out there that don't taste good, your spinach smoothies, put some Vitamin Mineral Fusion in there. It's going to make it taste a whole lot better.
That's a great idea.
And, of course, all your purchases help support what we're doing here, hiring more people, sending reporters out.
Everybody
to more
behind
locations.
The scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot going on. If you see, you see two or three people out here on a desk, there's eight people behind us back there working, plus the writers. Incidentally enough, Adan Salazar came in and said, you just reported on that Breitbart article. That was on the 30th. On the 27th, I reported the same thing, which was a Saturday. Report Google censors Hillary Clinton health problems, search results. So there's Adan Salazar even besting the mighty Breitbart by 3 days with his own article, which was also linked on Drudge. And we always thank Drudge for linking those articles. He linked to that
for
video
sure.
that I worked on over the weekend, which was nice to see. You took your weekend, was working, I was working.
Right.
Because you can't rest, and there's always good events going on. So tell us.
24-hour news cycle.
Exactly. And tell people about the event you were at this weekend.
Well, I ended up going to the Austin Pride Festival, and when I went there, I was actually looking for socialists. I was looking for the Democratic Socialists of America. And I ended up finding that chapter, but I also found Hillary supporters. I found the entire Hillary campaign there, and they were belligerent. They were actually insane. And just the mention of anything that Hillary could have possibly done wrong in her life, they were shocked and they were, disgusted. They couldn't believe that Hillary has ever done anything that would be against the platform that she's supporting now. But I let them know that Hillary supports countries like Saudi Arabia, who throws
gays off buildings.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do the gay people say when you bring that up? They think that's okay?
Well, they don't believe me. They say, is there proof for that? That's what this one woman was saying. I don't believe there's proof.
Proof in the millions
that.
Of dollars. That's
right.
Hundreds of millions.
Exactly. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars from the Clinton Foundation. Basically, she's put in all this money to these different countries. She doesn't care about their human rights or their civil rights.
She cares about
their
money.
Violations. Exactly. She cares about money. And she's not even trying to be honest at all when it comes to what she actually feels, because I actually showed clips from her old testimonies where she's been talking about gay rights, and she'll go ahead and say, I don't believe in marriage equality. I do not believe in equal rights for gay people. And then you'll see her a few years later, when it's more convenient, she'll go ahead and say that I do support it. So it's all this flip-flopping. She's just, someone who's just trying to get attention and get money from these different organizations. She doesn't actually care. Anyway, I ended up talking to these socialists, and they were all for Jill Stein mostly, and they wanted to tell me that Black Lives Matter and that basically no one else matters, and they're not trying to hear all lives matter. They believe that that's something that they should be against, and that Trump is trying to foment all this racism, but it's really Hillary Clinton. It's really the Democrats. Democratic Party.
I agree. Yeah. Speaking of Jill Stein, I watched her town hall because, now third parties exist. Now CNN, since Trump is not one of the ones that they wanted in there, we're going to talk about third parties, which
right.
in one way is good. At least we're talking about third parties. And I was listening to Jill Stein. And she's got some interesting ideas, some of which I agree with. But she, time and time again, she goes back to Black Lives Matter and supporting reparations and making it's white people's fault for everything that's gone wrong
right.
in this world, yet we've got to trust this older white lady to fix it. And more government.
It makes no sense.
Government's bad, but we're going to get more government to fix it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The bottom line is that they want to have reparations, but it's like, who will you give it to? It makes no sense at all.
How are you going to prove it?
Right,
and,
yeah. These people are gone. They've already suffered, So for me, it doesn't make sense, for reparations in a monetary form like that. And basically, they're just trying to create a division type tactic. Like, they just want these black people on the urban plantation. They want them voting Democratic for 200 years, like LBJ said, as they exposed in Hillary's America by Dinesh D'Souza. Everyone who's going to vote needs to see that film. It really demonstrates how the Democratic Party has systematically fooled a lot of people into thinking that they are for, you know, the little man, you know, the person who, you know, is just trying to struggle to feed their family and just be a good citizen. But the bottom line is that they're just using people for their votes. They're really not trying to help them and help them move up in the society.
Well, they want to keep them controlled.
Right.
That's the, and they control just by a little bit of money, a little bit of money, a little bit of money, a little bit of services, free Obama phone, whatever. Let's go to that first clip. This is, the one with, oh, I forget the title of it, but it's the one that y'all just showed up on there. Now, the one on linked on the website has got a lot of cursing in it. This one's beeped, we can play this on the radio.
This is degenerate socialist.
Yes, degenerate socialist.
That's the first couple words.
I'm sorry, precious snowflakes.
Yes.
These are precious snowflakes who,
these are purple penguins.
Who think you're crazy. So let's listen to what they have to say. They're smarter than you. Just remember that.
No, we don't want you. You back Trump. We don't want to talk to you. You back Trump.
I'm bad? You don't even know me.
You back Trump. Get away.
Well, what's wrong with Trump?
Are you
what's wrong with Trump?
It's a racist.
Give me that racist in technology.
He's racist. He's not racist.
Such a question.
He's not racist.
Yes.
Why is he racist?
Who?
He wants to Donald Trump.
He wants to send Mexicans back.
Hillary supports troops. Hillary supports countries that support throwing gays off buildings. That's a fact. He does not support racism.
Trump.
Do you have anything reasonable to say? Your whole Trump.
In case you didn't hear it the first time.
Pray.
Notice the little girl in the right-hand corner of the screen.
Trump. Look, this
I thought he was going to bite my face.
Ask me if all lives matter.
How dare you? How dare you?
That question.
You don't believe all lives matter?
I believe black lives matter.
And no other lives. So get rid of you because you're not black?
I'll quit your stupid question.
Oh, was that you laughing at the end?
Yes, that was my maniacal laughter in the end.
Oh, yes, my God. That guy literally has got a screw loose, maybe.
For sure.
I don't know. In my opinion.
A few sandwiches short of a picnic basket, if you will.
That is just insane. Like, totally freaking out. Don't even want to have... Nobody wants to have a reasonable conversation.
Right.
They just want to... And we saw this at the Trump rally, too. The people that don't like Donald Trump are just... You know, they've bought, I guess, the byline at the Huffington Post where they say he's a misogynist, sexist, racist, xenophobe. That they put after every article that mentions Trump.
That's what anyone says whenever I ask them if they see that Hillary for prison shirt and they don't understand why I'm not with her. They ask me, oh, well, what's going on with Donald Trump? You know, he's against Muslims. He's against Mexicans. He wants to build a wall. He wants to send black people back to Africa. And I'm like, he never said that. He literally has never said that. None of those things are true. If you look it up, you'll find that Hillary Clinton and Senator Byrd are BFFs.
Exactly. And she had the father of the Pride, I think it was called Pride, that nightclub in Orlando.
Oh, it
the
was father, a Pulse. They Pulse nightclub.
Pulse, yeah.
Yeah.
They invited him to the one of her rallies.
Exactly. And I know from being at the Trump rally in Austin, I know that you can't just sit behind the presidential candidate.
No.
There's no way that you can just sit behind him. There's a
list.
You
get there hours earlier.
You have to get there hours earlier. You have to be on a special list. Like someone said, oh, Ivanka got me, you know, the seat, you know. You have to be in with the campaign. There's no way that you can just sit there. So they knew that Kazir Khan was going to be there, and they were trying to send a message to Donald Trump that they actually want to do him bodily harm, I guess, because his son, Khan's son, was the one, Omar Mateen, who killed over 50 people at that Pulse nightclub, at least 50.
Yeah. And
it's awful.
It's just beyond words, and the media is like, no big deal.
Right.
No big deal.
Especially since he was supposedly a part of the community. And I don't understand when people of the community don't want to realize that they need guns. I know Austin now has a pink pistols chapter where they're trying to get people to know, you know, about gun rights and how you need to protect yourself if you're part of the LGBT community, because you need to realize that there are people out here, especially, unfortunately, the Islam community. Apparently, it says in the Quran, as I've heard a lot of imams say, they want to kill gay people in any way that they can. You know, that's what it says. So,
and then what's weird is some of them like to have sex with little boys, these men.
Right. It's so pedophilia.
That's okay. I don't understand it. I don't even want to try to understand it.
Yeah. And, also, genital mutilation.
Yeah.
I just saw a horrific video about how in Kazakhstan, one of Russia's neighbors or one of the countries that's controlled by Russia, mm-hmm. they're actually three-year-old girls as young as three. They're doing genital mutilation. So, you know, hashtag religion of peace on that one.
Exactly.
You know?
Now, you met another person. You came to me this morning. You said, I found another video.
I did find one.
and here we have a guy who's saying vitamins are bad, supplements are bad, GMOs are good.
Mm-hmm.
So he is literally from Animal Farm. Four legs bad, two legs good. he believes it, believes the hype.
It's that Orwellian, weird, you know, situation going on again.
We've got more social justice. We have more Triggly Puffs. We have Toodles. We got to come up with the name of this older gentleman. I don't know what his name could be, but let's watch this next video and see if we can come up with a name for the latest social justice warrior craze. GMOs are good.
You hear Alex Jones talking a lot about how the government's trying to destroy our guts.
Right.
You take the iodine to prevent a conspiracy about our government destroying our guts, right?
Well, it's not a conspiracy. There's a lot of things that are in your food, such as GMOs and things like that.
Transgenics? What do you know about?
Yeah, you're not allowing me to talk. I'm saying there's GMOs. And there's other things that are acidic that bother you.
In your food. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying GMOs are your food. I'm sure you're eating GMO. I can tell.
Yeah. Wait.
I know exactly what a genetic... Because it changes your DNA. It changes the structure of your DNA. I don't have one on me right now.
Can you name a single scientist that ever has espoused those type of theories that have backed it up with some type of peer-reviewed evidence?
Well, you can look it up. Organic Consumers Association. Look up Organic Consumers Association, and they'll tell you about GMOs. Yes, they back...
That homeopathy?
No, it's not homeopathy. No, iodine isn't homeopathy.
Tell me a doctor that backs that up.
There's plenty of doctors. There are.
It's conspiracy about iodine.
And how we need to protect our thyroids from hypothyroidism.
Yeah, so you pay Alex Jones this money, right?
You don't have to pay Alex Jones. You can go to the natural grocer at Whole Foods and buy iodine.
Yeah, well, that just seems completely moronic. Alex Jones talks about the
nutritional supplements are insane.
He talks about the Bilderberg group and getting off planet and this life extension technology that people are hiding from him. Name somebody who is like rich and elite who is living longer than they should because of this so-called life extension.
Well, there's a lot of people like Ray Kurzweil who do believe that they can live forever through life extension technology. That's what he talks about.
Forever, and therefore it exists, and therefore it's being hoarded from Alex Jones?
Well, they're billionaires who are working toward projects in order to do that.
How old are they?
What's your point? They're working toward it.
Have they ever extended their life?
They're working toward it. They've written books about it.
You have zero evidence for
it. I do. I have. I have proof.
Name one.
You're asking me, and I'm telling you, Ray Kurzweil, he's written tons of books about life extension technology and how he wants to achieve life extension and live.
And humanism. He's talked about it.
And Elon Musk, all these guys, they talk about it.
Talking about the Hyperloop. I helped launch SpaceX COTS Demo 2 when I was in the Air Force. I've worked with Elon. He's developed Tesla, SpaceX, the Hyperloop, and PayPal.
Tesla's that kill people. Tesla's that blow up and kill people on the road.
Devil on that side of the equation of who invented PayPal. Elon Musk is a great man. The actual guy in that
he just gets billions of dollars from the government to do his projects, you know, because he can't make his
money
on his own.
You're talking about a guy who's trying to convince
me. Yeah, and a lot of these people probably have some good ideas, but we're going to post the rest tonight. You can see the rest tonight on the Nightly News.
Right.
We got to come up with a. Did we give a title for this one? This is This is a GMO buddy, I think that's his name.
Oh, this was a socialist says or claims that GMOs are good and vitamins are bad.
Vitamins are bad because, and he has no idea, the gut is where your entire immune system resides.
Exactly.
It all resides in your gut.
He didn't even give me a chance to tell him about probiotics and how those can help your gut.
He's probably on a lot of antibiotics, and exactly. He looks like he's on a lot of other things that aren't good for you. Probably a lot of potato chips and sodas and beer and pizza.
Well, he doesn't believe that GMOs are bad. He actually said that GMOs, you know, could be good. Do you have a study to prove that? And it's just like, where have you been, you know, the past decade?
Please pull up the photo of the GMO rats from that RT. I think RT did the study.
Those tumors, they were horrific.
They look good. If you guys can pull that up.
They reduce your fertility, your neurological function, everything.
So he was basically a poster child for iodine. He needed some iodine in his diet. Oh, there it is. That's okay.
Yeah.
A French two-year study.
Not a problem.
And then they came out and said, this study was fraudulent, and we're going to sue you. And then they actually backtracked on that, and they said, no, the study's okay. They had to. But it's always the redacted versions, like on page 40.
Right.
You know, front pages. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, GMOs are still good for you. Just have as many as you want.
And drive in your driverless car and let it kill you. All right, so that's what these people want. They're going to get the future that they want as they sit around and watch their bread and circuses. We'll be right back with the final segment of the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thank you for watching Infowars.com/show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases.
final segment of the fourth hour of Overdrive. Remember, you can always watch the free stream at Infowars.com/show. In fact, it's going to start repeating here in about 6 minutes, and you can watch the whole show again if you missed it, or if you're just joining us at the fourth hour. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv and become a member. We also have the Alex Jones channel where we put stuff up, and we're approaching, I think, 2 million subscribers. I think we'll get there by the end of the year. And I think we hit 1 million late last year. So we are definitely on the march. The empire is on the run.
Lots of momentum.
But when you're fighting Hillary Clinton, even with all her media cranes, she's still like,
She's weak. She needs stools to prop her up.
Speaking of people who are on life extension technology, though, John McCain is in a primary now with Dr. Kelly Ward.
He's back.
We're going to go to a video there. He's in the fight of his political life in the age of Donald Trump. Here's a man who said the ISIS are good friends of his. He's been photographed with them, going to visit them, trying to take over Syria. So his the person running against him, Dr. Kelly Ward, here's an interview with her. If you haven't voted yet in Arizona, you still got time. It's only 1 o'clock there. So let's go to this interview.
Awesome.
Ready? Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're inside the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm joined by Kelly Ward. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here with all of these great Americans who want to make America great again.
And I'm glad to see someone challenge Senator John McCain. That's really making me happy. So tell me a little bit about your platform and then about the remarks about how you believe he's kind of responsible for the rise of ISIS.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm running on a small government platform. Less taxes, less regulations, the strongest defense in the world, the strongest military, personal responsibility, and following the Constitution. I don't think you can go wrong with that kind of a platform. And yes, I took a punch at John McCain. Now, he took a punch at the president, right? But he punched and then he ran backwards and said, oh, no, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I will tell you that John McCain is directly responsible for the rise of ISIS.
Wow.
I'm not misspeaking. I'm telling you the truth. His policies that he has had in place have allowed for a vacuum to be created in the Middle East that has been filled by a radical jihadi Islamic terror element. Now, the thing that's most concerning for me here on our soil is that John McCain has also supported amnesty and open borders. And so we have left a pathway,
a wide pathway open
for those emboldened elements to come right into our country and affect our country, our soil, and our citizens. It's unacceptable.
I mean, we have a commander-in-chief now that can't even say radical Islam.
Yeah.
And then he goes on the news and tells people not to use it.
Right.
And in essence, giving them a free pass to continue what they're doing. You know, I was just in Orlando. I saw all that stuff out there. Ridiculous. And like you said, they're allowing the border to be wide open. What are you going to propose? What are you going to help to do to secure borders?
Well, I'm ready to mix the mortar to fix the border. And so I'm here today because Donald Trump does want to secure the border. He does want to stop illegal immigration. He does want to prioritize Americans, American citizens, over people who come here illegally. He does want to stop people from coming into this country who want to do us harm. And I'm all for all of those things.
I mean, there we already have a border fence in her.
And you can catch the rest of that on the Alex Jones channel. That was actually one of our interviews that we upload straight from the phone because we're trying to bring you news as quickly as possible, especially when it's breaking.
Yeah.
And you can
like
tell that it's got the little bug in the upper right-hand corner. That's one of our in-house programmers wrote that and put it on our iPhones. And we
Excellent.
Can now just put bugs on everything we do so people know. Oh, next time the next AIDS Skrillex or Carl the Cuck video comes out, you'll know who's responsible for it. It's Infowars.com. And there's plenty of more Trump events coming up. It's going to be a great election season. I think Trump is going to take it. He's now just trouncing her in the polls. So it's kind of funny. I love it. I love it because Hillary Clinton represents the establishment and everything that's wrong with it.
Totally.
And how they're old and haggard, and it's time to put them to bed. It's time to just send them out.
Got to get out there and vote.
Exactly.
Sure.
So get out there and vote. Get out there and wake other people up. Infowars.com/show is the link that you need to send out right now to everybody you know. Infowars.com/show. We'll see you next time tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Infowars Nightly News.
Planet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.